Welcome to the inaugural broadcast of This Week in Waukesha podcast. I am, as always, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in my beloved Banting Park neighborhood home. I am joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson, down at the WAUK studios on Victory Avenue in Radio Park. And we're both thrilled to be moving our show concept to this exciting podcast platform that Civic Media provides. And it'll allow us to reach more listeners, especially those who are not awake on Saturday mornings before 9 a.m. So very excited. And also the promotional support we're going to get from Civic Media, too, allows us to reach more audiences. So and one aspect that will remain the same is our approach to acting locally, thinking globally. And our inaugural guests in these first two podcasts are perfect examples as we honor a local institution that has made an enormous impact on both our Waukesha Strong community and the world at large. 50 years ago this school year, a second Waukesha High School opened that we know as Waukesha North, home of the North Stars. And today, North Star Nation gathers for a special 50th anniversary celebration, a culmination, if you will, of many months of different commemorations. And here to talk about this wonderful day, a member of the planning committee, and who you also know as a member of the Waukesha School Board, but who also taught business education at North from 1976 to 2014, and is the proud mother of another North faculty member, Greta Voigt, who has been a physics teacher at North since 2012. And this is, of course, Diane Voigt. Welcome, Diane. How are you?
Very good. Well, good. I appreciate your invitation to join you today.
We appreciate your participation and all that you do for our community. And I'm sure Waukesha North feels the same way, North Star Nation. And Diane will be joined potentially as part of this podcast, but for sure in the second podcast, by Class of 78 alumnus Brian Troutman, a graduate of the first class to go all 4 years at the Waukesha North High School, who has, in his retirement, works at North in a unique role as a hall supervisor. He'll tell us more about that. But and the timing is great because Waukesha's 40th Winter Jamboree opened last night. I was honored to see Joanna Adamicki, Special Events Coordinator, and Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager from Parks, Rec, and Forestry. And those two play a big role in especially on Joanna with regards to events, and saw a great fireworks celebration and enjoyed some great beer from Ray's Grain. But, and it's neat. I can tell people that the best place to be in Wisconsin in January, unless you're a real passionate ice fisherman or fisher, I should say, or a snowmobiler, is Waukesha with our Jamboree and all the great outdoor and indoor winter events we have. Right on top of that is this great 50th anniversary celebration. So Diane, go ahead and start and tell us how this all came together as a member of the planning committee.
Well, it all started when my daughter, Greta, as you said, a current physics teacher here at North, attended the 49th commencement ceremony about a year and a half ago. She called me up right afterwards. She goes, "Mom, it says on here this is the 49th graduation. You know, that means next year is the 50th. What can we do about it?" You know, and in the enthusiasm that we share with, you know, like a commonality of having been teaching here for the last 49 years straight, one of us, she decided that she was going to become the senior class advisor and started to get the North Star students excited about the fact that we're going on 50 years. And they then incorporated like the 50th theme in their mural in the hallway, and the whole senior class lined up in the shape of a 5-0 at the 50-yard line on the football field for the class picture, and just really got a lot of enthusiasm about the fact that, you know, this series of 50th kinds of events were gonna be happening. And then for the 50th homecoming, it's like feeling groovy and getting some of the throwback kinds of ideas. And through the decades, as some of the themes that they, you know, used for the homecoming celebration.
Okay.
And then, of course, obviously the anniversary now of our opening of the school in January of should I repeat that section?
No, go ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
And then obviously the celebration now of our 50th and the opening of the school mid-year, you know, at the beginning of 1975. So lots of people were confused with the school opening second.
Yeah. Semester.
Like, why are you celebrating in January? You know,
that's my, yeah.
Things didn't go so well.
I was curious about that, you know, and construction schedules. I've yet to see a perfect construction schedule, and nothing on the contractors themselves, because a lot of that busy work's done in the warm weather, and there's delays, and there's permits, and other, you know, there's bureaucratic red tape, there's labor issues. And so it's, you never, very seldom do I see a big construction undertaking finished on time as per like the predicted date. So, but you got it open, and those students were still at South in different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
Uh-huh. So at that point, you know, when she realized the 50th was coming, we invited some people who were original staff members here. Mm-hmm. Like right. Sue Ruff and Sandy Zinos and Chuck Malone and Ryan Champeau, who was the assistant principal and principal of North for many years.
Wow.
We invited grads from the early years like Debbie DeShong, Paula Evert, Brian Troutman.
Nice.
We actually just did walk in, so we can maybe incorporate him into this process right away.
Yeah, sure. If Brian wants to have a seat, that would be great. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how you doing?
Terrific. I love the tie-dye shirt there.
Oh, thanks.
It's part of our 50th theme.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, Brian is a graduate of the class of 78. You know, he might have been a deadhead, or if you will, or a fan of the music of that time.
Sure. Actually, it's class of 79.
Oh, I stand corrected. My apologies.
That's all right.
But still a great time to be alive. I'm the youngest in a big family, so I had siblings that graduated in those years.
Okay.
For where I grew up, and so I can only imagine. But for you, we'll save this for the second segment when it's all about you, Brian. But did you have Diane for class?
I did not. I knew of her when I was here, but I did not have her for any classes.
Okay.
I had his daughter.
But she did have my daughter. Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. So now I was going to put you on the spot there, Brian, and say, what was the reputation about Ms. Voigt while you were a student there?
I'm aware of.
Sure. No, I'm sure she's, I mean, gosh, to be there for so many years. And the fact that there has been a Voigt on the faculty throughout the entire history, it's kind of like the Knights Templar or the Guardians of the Holy Grail. Like, it should be maybe in the bylaws that there has to be a Voigt in that faculty for alternity.
No, I'm sure not.
Sure. But what a wonderful legacy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So we started brainstorming this event back on June 19th, 2023. I look back in our shared doc, because my daughter's very organized and efficient, and we have like over 50 pages of notes from our meetings and brainstorming, et cetera. And Brian and Greta and I have been like kind of the main, every event, every step of the stage of planning, the key players to put it all together.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think that's wonderful. And I usually, when I have a guest and there's a connection, I have to do full disclosure. And so full disclosure, my son, Evan, a graduate of South 2024, was the inaugural winner. And correct me if I say this wrong, Diane, the Voigt Family Future Educators Scholarship. Mm-hmm. And we're very honored. And Evan has given me permission to say that he is he's continuing his collegiate career at Carroll University starting this semester, transferring from Eau Claire, and has been invited to participate in the football team there too. So he's excited about being back home, and especially as someone that wants to be following Diane's footsteps and become a high school teacher. And he also wants to, he's already student coaching for South's basketball program. And so we're honored to have that connection with the Voigt family. And I know I speak for Evan when I say he is too, very much so. But enough about South. This is about North.
Well, that's our roots, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people who came over in that split that weren't real excited about this change. I think for a lot of times, North has felt like the second class, second, you know, not as special as the first.
Right.
And now that there's West, the South feels like the third class, the untouchables. Only kidding. We've got the kind of the open house at 1:00. So I imagine it'll be a tour of the school and a great chance for the alumni to see about all the technological advancements and new offerings since they were a student.
For sure.
And then the cake cutting. So you're expecting about, I think you mentioned like 300 to 500 people. Will there be enough cake for everybody?
Close. We kind of bumped things up, so we feel good at about 400 here.
Okay.
And who knows? There may, you know, people may or may not want something. So
yeah, you know, not everyone's a cake person, but it's just, it's nice to have. That's a, I thought that's a clever touch.
Right. Yeah.
So. And an ambitious one too, given your attendance or what your expected attendance. So, but then you have the full program at 3:00. And so I like, there's going to be live music. There's going to be some great speakers. Do you have to be a North alumnus to attend to celebrate?
Oh, definitely not.
No.
Okay, there are a lot of community members that are planning to attend. There are, you know, a lot of just supporters of North through the years that I'm sure will be here.
Okay. So, because I know one of them, and I apologize, I had the program in front of me. There's an alumnus that's an accomplished author, and I think she's talking about, she gives workshops and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and as a writer myself, I would love to, you know, crash the party, if you will, to learn about some of her insights.
Yeah, that's Kathy Giorgio. You know, her
Kathy Giorgio, thank you. Yes.
She's an amazing example of an entrepreneur, you know, yeah, who's taken her love of writing that she, mm-hmm, you know, acquired while she was here and had Duane Steen as an instructor.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, has since authored 15 books that she's going to be sharing with our library as a gift of inspiration.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that too. I thought that's a great.
I think it's really powerful. And that's a big part of the celebration, is the many shining stars that have graduated from here over the course of the last 50 years.
If I could enforce my will too, is like, make that a special section and don't just put it in the Dewey Decimal System. Because I had a friend who was an accomplished historian of Irish and Irish American history, and he donated a lot of his first editions to his college, St. Ambrose in Davenport. And I went to look for it, and it was all scattered throughout the Dewey Decimal System, when I thought it should have been a dedicated section for someone who's received the highest honors of the Irish government for his scholarship, mm-hmm, in history. And mm-hmm, so I think it's good that these education institutions honor those alumni who have made such an impact on the world.
Sounds like an advocacy for how we should handle it.
Yeah. So the esteemed alumni, I'm glad you mentioned Brian Fohey, a chemist for Abbott Labs, who worked, mm-hmm, on the most used drug for the treatment of HIV/AIDS. I mean, talk about an impact on the world.
Exactly. You wanted examples of world impact input.
As someone who lived through that AIDS scare as a young adult, so frightening, and lost very many dear friends. And family. And it's, so that's just one, what a wonderful, which we say a remark or a legacy for North to celebrate. We have local, you know, Carmen De La Paz, whose art is seen all over here. It's the City of Waukesha brand now, class of 84. And then again, there's Joel, our very own Joel Clefish from Civic Media, who hosts Raised in Wisco, who was a state legislator and our second gentleman during the Walker administration, and an all-around great guy too, very funny. And then this Edmund Moy from the inaugural class, who was the 38th director of the Mint. Does he still work in that capacity, or is he?
He's older now. No, he's beyond that position. I'm not sure.
He's retired. Okay. But still, what an, I mean, I had to look it up to make sure that he wasn't in charge of like the mint section of the chocolatiers. this is the government agency that makes the coins.
Exactly.
Correct.
So very cool stuff. So, and then so many other great alumni, any alumni that you would care to, you know, to, I know let's think of a better question. Tell us about some of your favorite memories from teaching at North. And students who've touched your life, or other—I know I have some of your responses here, but I'd love to hear it from you.
Well, I just have so many memories over the course of, you know, 1976 to date. But I think just the pride of being involved with students and helping them to develop skills for their future careers. You know, all my classes were electives, and sometimes it was really crazy to be teaching as many preps as I had to be able to teach accounting and entrepreneurship and business law and computer applications and all the different courses I was teaching. But it's been, for me, like just an amazing start for so many students. Yeah. Right. That I get the feedback all the time. Just last night when I was at South for their induction into their Wall of Fame of 3 new candidates, I walk in, the first person I see is like, that's Diane Boyd. She was my teacher. She was there as one of the supporters for one of the inductees. And it's like,
don't you love that?
But that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And the accounting skills that she learned with me, she's using, you know, every day through her career and now in her post, you know, post-retirement kind of like gig. It's like, but it's just amazing that, you know, like to be able to teach them keyboarding, to be able to teach them.
And all those were new, fairly new classes too. Like typing evolved into keyboarding, but even like business education, is that fair to say that that was a new offering in the high schools around that time in the mid 70s?
No, it's been offered, but it was like commercial education, you know, back in the day.
But again, because I remember my school district, there were some stalwarts that started like the industrial arts and business ed curriculums and then really real groundbreaking stuff that wasn't offered in public high schools before, or any schools for that matter. And so it's neat. You're starting a new school and you're launching something that's fairly new, a new science, for lack of a better term.
Well, and some of the initiatives, like the idea of the co-op program, you know, that started between INEO, now INEO, but it used to be Waukesha Engine, and a student from South.
Okay. That's right. That's amazing. So Diane, for this first podcast, we have 4 minutes left. So we want to make sure we get all the important stuff. So I'm going to kind of hand it over to you. What are some of the things about today and about the legacy that you want listeners to know about?
I think one of the things is the opportunity for people to come back and be able to see the murals that the classes have prepared over the years. And I was in charge of some of the gathering of the photographs, like the senior pictures, which are a panoramic picture of everybody in the class, you know, for decades of having those captured all of class together in one place.
Sure.
And the opportunity to be able to discover some of our success stories, our shining stars in the wall, you know, through our wall of stars, and focusing on a couple of them in our program. But that's one of the things I want to really promote is like we have a lot of accomplished individuals that have, you know, walked through our doors to face the world and have done an amazing job, you know, once they're out there. And that's hoping we can find other success stories that we can share in future inductions into our Wall of Stars.
And you had the double duty of being a faculty member and a North parent. And I saw that you got to go to the Rose Bowl with the marching band because your daughter Greta was, what did she play for the band, if I may
ask? She played the trumpet. So she was right in the front row, facing the drum major. You
know? Does she still play like for fun or like in a mom band?
She's been part of the band today.
Oh, great.
Which I'm really excited to hear.
Sure. Now, and obviously a big part of that North legacy is that marching band dynasty, if you will.
Exactly.
It's really left its mark on the world.
Exactly.
And so I'm sure so many alumni that have done great things. And again, my favorite alumnus is class of 2024 is Bruno Orlowski, my nephew, who's doing great things at Eau Claire in the marching band and really doing some amazing stuff with the piano too. So I'm just really, really passionate about his music crafts. And again, a lot of that comes from the North education he received.
Great.
So fantastic. How are we doing on time, Max? Give us a sign here. So two more minutes. Good. So we got some good time. What will they have you be doing today, Diane, as part of the planning committee or the volunteer?
My goal is to be standing guard at the Wall of Stars station and be able to tell people how simple it is to be able to apply. It's literally a one-page nomination form.
You know, do you have to be a North alumnus to nominate someone? Oh, okay.
Well, no.
Okay, good.
We don't have any like limitations. A lot of times it's family members. You know, I want you to know I'm really proud of my son, or I'm really proud of my brother, type of thing.
You heard this first. I'll be nominating fellow Michigan State Spartan and classmate Kurt Larson from, I believe it's North's class of 85 or 84, who was part of one of the greatest defenses ever in Big Ten history at Michigan State and played in the NFL for the Colts and the Packers. So I'll be nominating Kurt Larson. And
awesome.
I also appreciate here in this final minute that you've honored those faculty members who have left us, who are no longer with us, but that spirit still lives. And that's just a great remark. If there's anyone you want to shout out that comes to mind or any brushstrokes on that.
Well, I was going to say, I with Sue Ruff's help and the help of our Facebook page that we started in right after the 50th graduation, and we now have 3.9K followers of that particular.
That's great.
We've been able to come up with this list of like 42 people. And as I reposted it this morning with some of the additional ones I had found, it's like I've gotten two calls,
contacts great.
About additional people that we should add. And I think it's such a great remembrance to be able to see their names and remember the many, many teachers and support staff that have been part of our institution for the last,
Terrific.
50 years.
Sounds great. Well, Diane Voigt, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and for all that you do, your impact as an educator for from 76 to 2014. Did I get that right?
Correct.
And then also as a member of our school board and a member of this planning committee for the golden anniversary celebration and just being great at all around community citizen. I look forward to meeting you in person sometime soon. And thank you so much for all you do. I invite everyone to stick around for the next podcast with Brian Troutman. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya.